Well, you know, today, I did not know this, but I already planned it. Today is National Ice Cream Day or something like that. How many people's here? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oops, sorry, Miss Flynn, I'll get you here. 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. I bought 32 ice cream cones, but I only bought 1 gallon of ice cream. So, and you say, why did you only buy 1 gallon of ice cream? Because it was still like $19, and I didn't want to spend any more money on you. So, we'll have to, if I can get a couple helpers, a couple people afterwards to help go downstairs, grab the ice cream, we'll grab his table, we'll set it outside, and we can serve up some ice cream as you leave. So, you're not getting a big scoop until, now I tell you what, we'll do this, you know, my parents always told me, my dad always told me, or my aunt really, my aunt told me, said, keep your cup for that you can what?
Have seconds.
Yeah. All right, we'll let everyone go through, and if there's more ice cream, keep your ice cream cone, and you can get seconds. So, well, I'll tell you what, I don't take lightly to get to preach. I enjoy preaching what I do. I really enjoy preaching to the young people. I enjoy preaching to some of you that think you're young people. And I preach to the ones that don't qualify for either one of them. But I enjoy preaching. And as I've been thinking about this message, and I've thought about it now for probably close to 4 or 5 months, and I didn't put it on paper till this afternoon, I am that guy that always does everything way ahead of time. You know, I still had an hour to spare, so that's 60 minutes. You take 60 seconds and you multiply that by 60 minutes, you have how many seconds? Huh? See, I had 3,600 seconds. That's a long time to be prepared. So, but end up, I finally put it on paper this afternoon after my nap. Amen. All right, well, I'm not going to get into my Bible yet, but let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for today. And Lord, I just pray that you'll help me. Lord, help this, just help this illustration be something that we remember and how we can apply it to our lives. And Lord, I just ask that you be with us. And Lord, we thank you for your many blessings. Thank you for loving us. In your name, amen. I was going to use this fan to blow air on me because I am like sweating like a hog up here. And I don't even know if hogs sweat, actually, but but I'm gonna have to put it back over here because it was too noisy. So we have here a Utilite Tech. Man, that sounds like a commercial high tech fan right there. We have a fan. We have an Oric sweeper, and let me back up. We have a fan here, and everybody should say, "Ah, we got a fan here." Hey, if you was in hell, you'd say, "Oh, to a fan, amen." All right, we have a blue bag, Oric sweeper. All the ladies say, all the men say, we have here a high tech quartz. It tells the humidity, it tells the temperature. This thing's lying. It's above 70 degrees in here, and it tells the time. Please, someone after church, please put all this stuff back away. I gathered it throughout the church. We have a gold-plated, a 14-karat gold-plated with a light bulb with the missing lampshade light right here. We have a four-piece toaster. It has your temperature on this side for two pieces, temperature on this side. It has, oh, for bagels. Automatically, after it gets done cooking, it automatically pops the toast up, and a beautiful chrome plated. We have here a Mr. Coffee. It comes with a 12-cup pot. It comes with water. It comes with a filter thingamajig to hold the filter, and it comes with a heater, and it comes on and off switch. And everyone says, "All right." So, you say, "Is that all that we have tonight?" Nope, that's not all we have tonight. We have over here Now, ladies, raise your sights to what is in the pack out. We have in the pack out here. Are you ready, ladies, ready? We have a model 6043, runs 5 million RPM, blend a mixer, what we do. Yeah, this goes back to my house. We're going to keep that separate. And then we have, ladies, are you prepared? We have a 485 million mile an hour hair blow dryer. Some of you can get a refill. Who remembers all the blonde jokes over years ago? They kind of died off, didn't they? That was a pretty good blonde joke. How does a blonde get a refill? All right. And then we have here a 600,000 amp, 484 watts. You don't even have to put your hair between this. You can just get it close to your hair. We have a flat iron. And how many of these flat, how many ladies use flat irons in here? Yep. How many of you guys use flat irons in here? Yep, I was concerned about that. So we have a flat iron. We have over here, now this is something that everyone in the last 20 years have become very dependent upon, almost everyone. Everyone looks for it. Everyone loses it. Everyone steals it. Phone charger! Now, if your phone is about to go dead and you are about ready to play the last score and have the winning score of the game, you go looking for this. So this is a what? All right, good. All that came from my house. Let's go back. All right. A light bulb. LED light bulb. This here is a range. I just went around and gathered up stuff. This here is a range finder. It can range out about 1,000 yards. And what it can, it is a vortex. I can take this thing and destroy it. I can drive over it and I can take it back and they'll hand me another brand new one, what they will. So, and it's not mine. So really I'm out nothing. You say, what in the world? We have down here, now I've appealed to you ladies in these wonderful things that ladies would like to have, like the sweeper and the fan and all that. Now it's time to appeal to the guys. I have here a Milwaukee spotlight. Man, it shines for 687 miles. I have here a 3.5-inch drive Milwaukee impact. Man, huh, guys? Come on. And you guys wanted to give $5 for this box. I have here a tire inflator that can go up to 150 PSI. What it can. Yeah, well, we could. I have also a, now get this. This thing here is a 0 to 3,000 minimum RPMs. It is 18 volt. And I don't know how many amps. I can't see it. 15 amp, I think. Sawzall. Huh? Yeah, look at that. And I have here, oh, man, well, you can become a dentist. I have here a cutoff tool. Ooh, isn't that nice? Look at that. You say, what in the world? And I have here a lantern, and then I have an impact, and I have a drill, and, but I have a lantern. If you use an outhouse, these lanterns are great because you can hang it on the top of the outhouse and have light in the outhouse. What does all of that have in common? They're mine. No, actually, they're not. My son-in-law's looking at this. What does all that have in common? Huh? It's needed? Electricity? What? It's all for sale for $5? Everything has a value. Everything has a value. It all has different jobs. Daniel nailed it. I should have told him to keep his mouth quiet because he kind of already had a clue. It all takes power. Is it coming on? Is it coming on? Am I doing any good? Is it a good sweeper? I have everything it takes, but I don't have the what?
Power.
I don't have the power.
All right, here we go.
We have everything it takes, but we live a powerless life.
Go ahead and preach it.
Don't matter. Ladies, just ladies. Just ladies, you ready? Okay, let me back up. Just men. Let's go here. Men, tell me how much does a nice flat iron cost?
$10.
I heard 25. I heard just men. Just men. Just men. 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 I know, don't help them.
$25.98.
Did you just Google it? Okay. $25.98. He said $75. Put your hand down. I don't want to talk to you the rest of the night. You tried to ruin my illustration. These things can rate anywhere from $25.99 up to $150. Am I right, ladies? Huh? Yeah. Brother Whiteman's like, really? $150? At least $150, and we can even go higher. To burn your head. Now, this one did not cost that much, but I would still say this was probably about a $70 one, wasn't it, Jeannie? Back in 1805. Men, how much is a blow dryer?
$20.
Could be $20. Now, this one here is a cheaper one, but if you get the high dollar ones, I went shopping enough with my daughters over the years. I've been into Sally's beauty shop. I came out looking beautiful. I've been into Sally's beauty shop, and I picked up one day, and it was like $120 for a hair blow dryer. I said, give me a fan and blowtorch. We can make this work. Is that crazy, guys? All the guys say, amen. All right. A toaster. Man, they got toasters from $15 up to $100. You say, for a toaster? You go Pampers Chef, you go to some of that stuff. Yep. All right. The guy said, please. Coffee makers, the value. Now, let me ask you this question. Ladies, let me pick something here. Ladies, this is just a flashlight. How much is this flashlight? Just ladies. How much?
$25.
$25? Who said that?
I did.
$80.
Without the battery.
It's $99. $99. But it's what? Worthless without the what?
Yeah.
The power. Tire inflator. How much you think?
$60.
$160. You're right there close.
$200.
Right at 160, 200 is what they was. I don't know what they are now. I did not give out for it. Sawzall. Brother Whiteman, you're in the heating there.
I love that. I've got two of them.
You got two of them. How much? Just Sawzall. About two and a quarter.
I was gonna say they're over 200.
About two and a quarter. You say, Brother Joel, you should try and show off all your tools. Don't worry, I didn't buy these. I didn't steal them either. I get a tool count at work. And I spend all my tool count money on Milwaukee Tools. And they let us take them home because we're not allowed to keep our tools at work. Ain't that brilliant? I love it. A Vortec rangefinder. Put your hand down, son. Vortec rangefinder. No matter what happens to it, it can be ran through the washer and they'll hand you a new one. That has happened. That's how we got this one. Or how Daniel got this one. It can be ran over. It can be stomped on. It can be thrown. Ladies can get mad because her husband's out hunting. Whatever. How much? $250. Daniel, remember what it was? $200. But without a battery, it's worth what? Huh? Look what I got, guys. Oh, can I look through it? It don't work. No, there ain't no battery. It's worth nothing. A light on a dark night without power is worth what? A fan on a hot day without power is worth what? Let's find if we can find some disciples one day that was worth nothing. Let's take our Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 17. Matthew chapter 17. I'll need some help from the young people before you get your ice cream to put all my stuff away for me. Thank you for volunteering. If you don't volunteer, you don't get no ice cream. Matthew chapter 17, we'll start in verse 14. We have all these mighty, wonderful inventions, things that we love. I mean, I can spot a deer for almost a half mile away at this light. Man alive, it's great. Not that I would shoot it, but I may be tempted. But without the power, we have nothing. Matthew chapter 17, verse 14, it says, "And when they were come to the multitude, they came to him certain man kneeling down to him and saying, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is a lunatic.'" And we might have some of them in here. "And sore and vexed, and oft times he fallen into the fire and oft into the water. And I brought him to thy" who? Come on, brought him to who? "And they healed him, and he walked, and he was free to go." Amen? Couldn't cure him. "They could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, 'O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with thee? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me.' And Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him, and the child was cured from the very hour. And then came the disciples to Jesus apart and said, 'Why couldest not we cast him out?' And Jesus said unto them, 'Because of your" what? "For verily I say unto you, if ye have" what? "As a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence ye to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto" who? Is this written to us today? This ain't written just to the disciples, church. This isn't just written back in the Bible's day. This is something, do you understand every promise in the book isn't mine? You understand that this morning or tonight? We used to sing that song, "Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every..." That's not true. There were some promises given to the Jews that wasn't given to us.
That's true. That's right.
But this is one promise that's been given to me that is true, and I can apply it to my life. He told him, he said, "Hey, it was because of you. Impossible unto you." Verse 21, "Howbeit, this kind goeth not out but by" what? And while they abode in Judea, Jesus said unto them, "Thy son of man shall betray thee. Betrayed into the hand of men." I want to stop real quick there, and this is where we're going to go. Did the disciples have everything it took? Did they have the tools? Was they taught? Did Jesus teach them? Come on, talk to me. It's two-way street here. Just stay in your lane. I'm teaching, you're answering. Stay in the left lane. I'm going down the fast lane. And if you drive in a fast lane, slow, get out of it. Okay, that was free. Did they have everything? Had he taught them?
Yes, sir.
There was a child in need that day. There was a young man that needed the touch of God. There was a young man that needed healed. Church, there is still people today in this world that is in need of Jesus. It's not nothing different than today. This father brings a son and says, man, my son is a lunatic. He has problems. Man, he needs Jesus. And disciples, they looked at him and they tried, but they didn't have the power. And with all this stuff here, and all of it's great, and all of it's usable, without the power, it's worth nothing. That day, the disciples were worth nothing. How about you? When someone comes and knock on your door and they're in need of something, do you have the power of God upon your life? Have you been praying? Have you been fasting? Are you filled with His power to where you can be the blessing? What an amazing story it would have been if that man could have come running up to Jesus and said, Jesus, you wouldn't believe it. The disciples that you've trained, the disciples you've given the power to, the disciples that has been walking with you, they healed my son. Wouldn't that have been pretty amazing of a day? You know what? There's nothing, if you're a father, there's nothing like when your children does something that you can be proud of. It just gives you a feeling of success. It gives you a feeling of being satisfied. Man, when my kids do something and I'm proud of them, man, I'm like, man alive, they got that from me. Okay, they got it from their mom. It's a good feeling. And how Jesus must have would have felt that day if that man would have came up and said, Jesus, you wouldn't believe it. The disciples that you've trained, the disciples you've walked with, they healed my son today. And he probably could have said, yeah, they've been doing what's right. Wouldn't you feel the father, he would have felt the same way that we would feel when our children do what's right? Brother John made a comment. When you guys were putting the flag up, I wasn't able to be here. And John came to me that next Sunday and he said, man, Daniel's a worker, man. Everything I was asking to do, anything. And he just stood there and bragged him. You know what? I went home that day and I beat the fire out of him for being a worker. You think I did that? Man, I went home. I was like, Jessica, drop these three roosters off at our house. Man, they walk around the yard. One of them, for the first time, came after me this week. I didn't realize what he was doing. He's the little thing. I'm like, that stupid thing's coming out of me. I picked him up and I threw him into the fence. He hit the fence. He went running away. He got done running away. He came back. You know what? After Brother John said that day, I went home. And I felt pretty good. Not in a sinful, prideful way, but in a way that God, do you realize there is all right to have some pride? Not in a sinful pride, you understand, but in a pride of what our children do? In a pride of what the children that we teach do? I can stand here and I can go to Ezra and I can pull up right at 30 verses and I can ask him to quote them and he'll quote them. You know what? Should I maybe be a little excited? Maybe should I have a little pride? You know what? I think Jesus Christ that day would have been glorified and lifted up and he'd have been praised if that man would have came and said, hey, Jesus, you wouldn't believe it, but your disciples just healed my son. But they didn't have the faith. Where do you think you fall in line with that? Are we living in a world of people in need?
Yes, sir.
100%. Has God given us the power to fulfill some of those needs? Come on, 100%. The problem is, church, we're not filled with the power. I can plug that light on in, and that light will continuously to burn until either the bulb goes out or we have a storm and we lose the power or whatever. The power grid fails and we all die. The power grid fails. I can plug that light in until then. But no matter what, once the power's gone, the light's done. I can maybe use it for a different thing. Say, really? What? I don't know. Thing's pretty heavy. Break into my house. I could use it for a club. But was that the intent of it? Is that the purpose of the light? Did someone invent that light saying, you know what? I think that is one of the ugliest lights I ever saw, but I think it'd make a good club. Is that the intent of it? We use our self-fleshly desires for everything else than what God intended for you to be doing. Can I get the job done? Abraham, look, can I hit you in the head with this? I'd love to, buddy. Some days I'd love to. No. But is that the intent of it? Not at all. It's supposed to be a what?
Light.
Do we spend too much time using our lives for things that we're not intended to be using it for?
That's a great question.
Hmm? Do I? Sure I do. The inventor made it for light. I think it'd make a great club in the library with Mrs. Smith. Church, where are you at tonight? The young man needed somebody. The young man needed healed Kashmir. The young man needed a touch from God. And the disciples was not where they needed to be. The disciples, they did not have the faith. And they was out here using their life for something that wasn't intended for. Because they was supposed to be the what? Light of the world. Tell you a quick story. It goes along with good with this. My dad had bought me a Case Double X little skinning knife back in the 80s. It was right at $40-some in the 80s. We get married and we had not purchased a can opener yet. I walk in the house. My wife is wanting to make this wonderful meal for me. And what a many wonderful meals she's made over the years. But she has my Case skinning knife in a can, if I remember, of corn. See, we're going back 30-some years. I still remember the vegetable. And she has it stuck in the can of corn, and she's hitting it to cut open a can of, back then, 29-cent can of corn. And she heard the sidewalk scramble thing. I mean, I walked in. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "I'm making supper." I said, "With my knife." She broke the tip of it. I knew I was in for a long haul at that time. Great little knife. Great present. You don't understand. I didn't get Christmas presents hardly. I'd get a $10 gift. I would get just a little bit of this or that. For Dad to buy this $40-some knife was a big thing. Great knife, great tool. Was it intended to open cans? Not at all. You're a great person, great personality. But are you intended to do your own will, to live your own life the way that you want to? Or has God given you special talent? Do you realize, ready for this? It's going to be a shocker. Nobody in here is the same. I know. Some of you have hair. Some of you do not. Some of you are skinny. And it's a beautiful day out. But everything that we have, the talent, what God has given to you, you are to use for Him. And we spend too much time wanting to turn a lamp into a club. And if you worked with juniors, you'd understand why I love that lamp. Church, the disciples got rebuked that day. The Lord said, "Oh, ye of little faith." Why did they get rebuked? Because they didn't have the what? The power. Hundreds of dollars sitting here. Hundreds, if not even $1,000, is worthless without the what? The power. Why are churches dying today? Because there's no power. Why aren't you leading anyone to the Lord? Because you walk without power. Why don't you get anything out of God's word? Because you go there without the power. Why don't you get the prayers answered? Because you don't have the power. You look back when God had touched you and God has answered your prayers and God has done magnificent things in your life. You look at that time during your life. You're walking in the will of God. You're walking with the power. I went to... It was years ago when a youth conference, I've been thinking about the youth conference with the teens going. I believe it was Brother Eddie preached a message on that, you know, everything we do, we ought to ask God for the power. Do you understand? How long is a light? And this is one of the ones that stuck in my mind for a long, long time, well, still today. But how long is a red light normally? Is it a minute? 2 minutes? How many times do we sit there at the red light and we grumble and complain because we got stuck by a red light? When I'm on my way to church and I'm running a little bit late and this light over here catches me, man, I just like, I can't. Lord, you could have held that light just for another 30 seconds. I'd have took it out yellow. But he made the comment. He said, that's 2 minutes. 1 minute, you could say, hey, Lord, just fill me with your power today. Do you understand? Many times we don't got to spend that 5 hours, 4 hours, 3 hours. What will the 2 minutes make the difference? This morning I opened up morning service. How long was that? 2 minutes for the prayer time? 2 minutes, maybe? Did you feel different? Did it give you an encouragement? When I got up, I thought, you know, I turned around, I walked to the pulpit, I said, you know what, I'm ready to lead some singing now. Amen. It wasn't a long time, but it was a time. How much time do we waste? Do we go through life and do we just not take the little opportunities? One night this week, I stepped outside and I seen the sun going down and I just stopped and I said, Lord, thank you for letting me live in America. How long did it take? 30 seconds. Church, the disciples didn't make a difference that day because they wasn't filled. We as a church will never make a difference if we're not filled with the power. You say you have batteries for any of this? I sure do. If you don't know the Milwaukee world, it's stupid, but they make good stuff. This is a 5-amp battery. I have a smaller one. I didn't know where it was at. But I can run a hand tool for quite a while on that 5-amp battery. I can do a lot of work with it. I can pump up many tires. I think I pumped up 4 tires on that little battery one day. I can run a light for hours on that battery one day. And I have to get plugged. When the battery goes dead, I have to get plugged into the charger. What's the charger of our life? Come on. God is. Bible, reading, church, anything that has to do with spirituality. It's a charger. We got to get back on the charger. The problem is, we only invest in the little battery so we can only do the little jobs. Only lasts so long. And then there's some people that will invest in the 6.0 battery. Now, ladies, you say, oh, it's just a battery. That battery is almost $200. Am I right, Brother Whiteman? And we get plugged in. Now I can do a little more work for my job. I can fulfill the needs a little bit better. Why? Because I got a bigger battery. But it takes a little bit longer to what? To charge. So if I spend 5 minutes in my Bible, can I still do something for Jesus? Sure, 100%. If I spend 20 minutes in my Bible and praying, worshiping Him, praising Him, can I maybe do a little bit more for Him? Why? Because I'm more filled with Spirit. I have more power. Did I like the price of this battery? It cost me. I didn't like it. Oh, this is for my weed eater. I don't buy gas and oil no more. I got me a Milwaukee weed eater at home. It's an 8.0. Come on. Do you think this battery costs more than this battery? Did this battery cost more than this battery? Do you have any of my good big batteries at your house? I thought so. I was doing the battery inventory. Is it going to take longer to charge? Is it going to last longer? Can I do more with it? How do I charge? With God. How can I do more for Him? The more I charge, the more I can produce. And the more I produce, the more glory I bring to Him. And guess what? The more He wants to bless me. Problem is, we're like the little three-year-old that doesn't want to do anything, but we want all the candy. All right. Now, this is only an 8.0, but this is the Red Lithium Force 8.0. Add another, at least $50, $75 for the Force. Guess why it's called the Force? Because it runs what?
Longer.
Does it normally take longer to charge? I don't know. I ain't timed it. But it takes longer than the 5 amp to charge. And if I can get the power, and guess what? I get the power, and I get hooked up to the power in my life. Zach closed his eyes. I wouldn't do that to you, brother. Miss Musgrave's sitting in front of you. I can get the power. And I get the power, look at that. I can light Jesus up over the sun. If I can get the power, and I apply the power, that's bright. You want to see it? There you go. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. All right. I get the power. Now is the tool good? I'm the what? I'm the what? I'm the tool. God is the power. And if I apply the power to the tool, guess what? Miss May, hi. Is that right, Miss May? Light's on you. All right. It's time for you to sing. The spotlight. It's time you sing. Church, does that make sense? Here's the problem. We live without the what?
Power.
The power. Disciples, did they have the power that day? Could they make a difference in the young man's life that day? Not at all. And without the power, we have no light. We're useless. Without the power, we can't run a tool. Without the power, we can't cut the devil away. I don't know how to run it. Without the power, we can't blow up a tire. Any blondes out there, we'll give you a free refill. Without the power, it's all useless. Ready? We're going to close. Without the power, that's going to be hard. You're no good sitting here. We as a church are no good without the power. You say, don't come to church? I don't know. You might want to tap in and get some power before you come. You might only be a 5-amp, but praise God, you're somewhere. You might be a 6-amp, but praise God, you're somewhere. God can still use you. You might be an 8-amp. Well, praise God, you can still be used. You might be a force 8-amp. Okay. Don't you wish Christians had one of these on them? You're not acting very spiritual today. Let me see where your power rating is. You know what? How many things that'd be pretty cool? You ready? You ready? You have one. You have one. We might not be a red light, but it might be your attitude. You might get your feelings hurt because someone said something to you. You didn't get to pick the color of the carpet. You didn't get to pick the color of the countertops in the kitchen. You're running low. Husband, wives. My wife didn't cook me breakfast. How dare her not? Maybe you don't have no power. Hey, honey, I know you had a rough night last night. You stayed up watching reels on your phone. I excuse you for cooking me breakfast. I mean, you got the power. You do understand we all have a power. Tells you what your power is. Maybe in your behavior. Kids, you know you have it. If we went around and started poking you, I pushed this thing too many times. It's going through a diagnostic or something. That's cool. Never did that before. If we went around and started poking you, what would your power say? Are you running low tonight? Or maybe you're full charge. I can put that battery on my weed eater and full charge, and I can weed eat almost my whole yard. Full charge. I put it on there with 2 bars. I get out there long enough to just to do a little bit. That's where we stand, Christians. The power. How do we get it? We get it by prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting. I'm not going to stand here and tell you that I'm a great faster. I drive fast. I do things fast. But I'm not a fasting. I don't fast. Lord knows you can tell by my belt. But is it something that we need to work on? Do we need to pray more? I spend 4 hours a day in prayer. Well, amen. Good for you. I can't do that. But I sure can take that 2 minutes of free time I have and pray for something. I can take that 5 minutes of while I'm waiting for the noodles to boil, and I can pray then. I can take that time that I spend on my phone and maybe spend a little more time in prayer. You do realize we are being trained for about 30 seconds to a minute tension spans. How hard is it for you to sit down and watch a 2-hour movie? Just sit down. Don't touch a phone. Don't touch anything. Just watch a 2-hour movie. Before cell phones, you could do it without a problem. You could sit down for 2 hours. Now, people can't even, I'm guilty of it. You can't make it a half hour without picking up the phone to watch a reel or to watch something or to see something different because you've lost interest in the TV. We're losing interest in the worldly TV. What in the world are we doing here? Because we're getting programmed for 30 seconds or a minute, and I want to find out what happens, and I want to know the end of it within that minute, and I move on. Am I right? We need to spend more time on the charger to get more power for that we can do more work, for that we can be a blessing. The disciples, they left the young man down that day. Who's counting on you? What family member's counting on you to have the power to, maybe it's a child. You know, when it was announced that Michelle was pregnant, as soon as I found out, I drove to work that night. And on my way to work, I just started praying. I said, "Dear Lord, please let this child grow up to learn of you and to get saved one day. I need the power to pray for that child." Ended up on the 4th, was it the 4th? Yeah, no. Whatever day. A couple weeks ago, we found out that it was going to be a girl. And, you know, I started praying. I said, "Dear Lord, please help me as a grandfather to have the power to be able to lead her to the Lord, amen, to be able to let her see Jesus." Amen. Someone's counting on you. There is nothing more frustrating, nothing more aggravating, nothing that drives me almost more nuts than when I go and I grab a battery to use it and Daniel has ran it dead. And I grab the next one and it is the same way. And I grab the next one and we have more at home. Brother Johnson, I get so frustrated because I want to do a job, but I have no power. Do you think God feels the same way? God says, "Man, I will use this. I'll use this young man to do. Man, he don't have no power. I'll use this young lady. Man, she don't have no power." And he goes down the list. And eventually, guess what? He either makes it clear through the church with no one any power, or he finally finds someone that maybe has a 5-amp and they're only charged a little bit, so he decides to use them. How many of you plug your phone in, you don't get a good connection, you go back an hour later, check it, and the stupid thing is still dead? Is that frustrating? Do you get aggravated? It's over a phone! Come on, people! Me too. I got one cord. If I plug it in one way, it don't work. I plug it in the other way, it works. It's a phone. How do you think God feels? He has all of us sitting here. And he says, "Man, I've given them the power. I've given them the tools. I've given them everything. But they're not making a difference." I have the toolbox to put everything back in. I have the other toolbox. We have the dress. And we're shiny. We got the fingernails clipped. We got the hair done. We got the makeup done. Man, we look good. We're ready for church. We have everything. A guy 3D printed that for me. Clips on top. Isn't that cool? That's free. We have everything. I'm going to take this to my van. I'm going to walk back in. I'm going to carry this to my van. I'm going to walk back in. I'm going to carry this to my van. What am I doing? I'm wasting my what? We spend too much time wasting time. I brought it all in here. I have everything I need. But if I don't use it properly, as far as time goes, I'm not going to do it. But I had another example. I was going to take one of the young men, and I was going to go around and grab a tie off of Brother Bowers, maybe, or someone. I was going to grab a coat, and I was going to dress him up in some other clothes. You know, we can put the dress on. We can put the clothes on. We can put it all on. But is Brother Bowers' coat going to fit Ezra very well? Yes or no? Not at all. We put it all on. We look good. We put the smile on. We put the clothes on. We put the cheerful, jolly giggle on. But if we don't apply it on the inside, young people, junior church, where does God look? Did I lose you? Young people, Lily. Where does God look? God looks upon your what? My heart. You know why? You know why I call him out? Because I teach him out regularly. I don't care what you look like outside. I want to know what God looks like. What God looks at. That's what I need to teach. God looks upon the what? And if the heart's right, guess what? The outside will what? The problem is we put this on the outside and we don't have the inside right. We got everything. But we are such silly people. We roll this all the way to the van without anything in it. God has blessings for you through your life, through your family. But we don't take time to gather them up. We don't put them in our carrying case. We don't put them in our lives. And we go without the blessings of God. Because you know what? It's just too much work to pick that up and put it there. It's too much work to read my Bible. It's too much work to pray. It's too much work to think of others. Or, I'm going to pray. I'm going to think of others. I'm going to do all these things. And next thing you know, you become a blessing. And Brother Whiteman, I would love to give this to you. But I'm not gonna. What you running on tonight, church? Running on the 5 amp? Or are you running on the Force 8 amp? We have some batteries at the fire station that are 30 some amps. They're monster. They run the jaws of life. They cut the cars apart. Guess what? If we don't keep them charged, the patient in the car, you think they're going to be a little upset with me? 100%. Their life depends upon it. We have almost everything we've went to now for cutting cars apart are all battery operated because of the efficiency and because of the work, and they do so well. But if I don't keep the battery charged, the people die. And if we don't keep our batteries charged, people are dying and going to hell. We as a church. Church, I have a whole lot more verses and places to go, but I think you kind of get the point tonight. We need to get charged. We need to get the power for our homes, for our families, for our church, for our community, but mainly for Jesus. And all we got to do is plug in into His Word, into His prayer life. Where do you stand tonight? Everyone stand, head bowed, eyes closed. Where do you stand? Are you going to be like disciples? What a blessing, what a neat story it would have been for them to be able to go home and tell their wives, their kids, their grandkids, man, Jesus used me to heal a lunatic. Jesus used me to make a difference in a young man's life. But you know what? They had to go home and say, I failed. I didn't have the power of God. I didn't have the faith. I didn't have it. I failed. He's given you the tools. You got to get the power. Every head bowed and every eye closed as the piano begins to play. The altar's open. Brother Ryan, I'd like to have the pulpit mic back if I can. You may say, I'm getting up in age. I can't do as much. Hogwash. There was a set of ladies, friends of ours. Name was Alice and Gladys, sister-in-laws. They walked with the power of God upon their life. They was in their 80, 90 years old. They couldn't go soul winning door to door anymore. But they still had the power of God upon their life through their prayer life. Church, when they passed away, we noticed a big difference in our church. Everyone can do something. Jobs may change. Your role at church may change. But don't mean you get to quit. We know how to say the right things. We know how to act the right way. But without the influence of the power, I'm sure them disciples, they might have said demons come out, or they might have done whatever the proper language was. They looked the part, they played the part, but without the power, there was no difference. Dads, we need to have the power. We got young people going to youth conference this week. We better need to get some power. These are lives. You better be praying for them. These are the next leaders in the church.
These are the next Sunday school teachers. They're the next junior church workers. They're the next pastors. Let's not let them down, church. Let's pray for them. Let's pray with power. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. Lord, I know I've lived a big share of my life not having as much power as what I should have had. I raised my children many days without your power. But Lord, I do thank you for being gracious. I do thank you for showing that you are still God. And Lord, I thank you for my children being in church, loving Jesus. But Lord, as I look back over my life and I think that if it was because of me, how they would not be where they're at today, but it's all because of you. And I'm just using it as an illustration this morning, tonight. Lord, we live our lives without your power, without praying, without fasting. So now we're powerless. Lord, I pray that we'll, this week, I challenge that we'll get a hold of the power, we'll get plugged in, that we can make a difference. We can be a tool used for you. Lord, I pray that you'll be with our pastor. Give him safe travels back. Help him have a good time. Lord, I just pray that you'll just be with him. Be with us, Lord. Be with the youth as they go, as they travel. Give them safety. Take care of them. Lord, protect them. Lord, bring them back with great testimonies and great decisions. And let their lives be changed. Lord, we love you. Pray you'll give us all safety on our way home. And Lord, we just ask you to be with us. And we ask this all in thy name. Amen.